Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys taking my call this morning.
Yeah, for sure. You had sent some information earlier this week. Ken, I got a hold of it. I don't have it in front of me, but tell us a little bit about what you guys have going on.
So we're very excited, the Clinton County Autism Support Group, that we're able to start, having activities again. This will be our first time we've done the autism walk outdoors. April's weather is just so unpredictable. Fortunately, it looks like it's 59, 60, and partly sunny. So we'll take it. No snow, no rain. It's just, with the social distancing still being something that's really recommended, we thought, we'll have it outdoors. People can walk at their leisure and be able to social distance and just get some fresh air. So we're going to have the Walk a Mile for Autism Awareness and Acceptance. Really just to educate the community on what autism is and how we can include those folks in our daily lives, our daily activities. And we're very fortunate that the Parks Department has allowed us to utilize the shelter number one, which is the one that's, closest to the aviary and the petting zoo. And Mayor Judy Sheets is going to come out and do our proclamation. We are very thankful for her for doing that. So we're just asking folks to come out and walk with us. It's on Sunday, April 25th at 1 p.m., and we're going to gather at Shelter House Number 1.
Gina, real quick, are you guys making the strides with autism that you would were hoping you would make?
I think that as we see community projects popping up, like I'm excited to see the opening of Prairie Creek Park because they have some adaptive playground equipment in there that I'm really excited about. And I do think that the community is becoming more aware of not only autism, but of the needs of our special needs community in Clinton County and becoming more adaptive to those individuals. And I'm very thankful for that.
That's great. Because I hadn't had a chance to see you or talk to you about it here for a while. So I just wanted to see where you thought you were at with that. So,
I think we're doing a good job. I think more people are becoming aware. I think more people are coming out to the event. I mean, as we have them, obviously, COVID has been difficult on everybody and everybody has had to cancel everything, but I think as we start to have more activities, we'll start spreading that information out more to the community, and I think we will begin to see some things. And even with the, and I haven't been to a meeting lately at the council, at the city, but I'm assuming that, as they start talking about the park, there's going to be, is it called a zero gravity entrance, I think? So that's more, handicap accessible so people can walk into it instead of stepping down into it, which is an issue for individuals with mobility. So, whether it's us who have helped that conversation get started or whether it's been somebody else, we're just thankful to see those things. So,
okay.
So, Gina, again, that's this Sunday, 1 o'clock, TPA Park, Shelter House 1. Does anyone need to pre-register, or is there a phone number you want to leave so if they had some questions?
No pre-registration, just show up. Once you get your mile done, come back to our Shelter House 1. We've got some autism dog tags. Our group kind of talked about what we wanted to do. It's a walk. People do medals. Well, we wanted to do something a little differently. But if anybody has any questions, they're more than welcome to give me a call, which is 765-650-1220.
All right. Gina, thanks a lot for your time today, and good luck this weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.